Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are rejoicing in the Lord just to be alive another day. Glory to the Lamb of God. I am here in the studio, and of course, my daughter Gabriella, who has spent the week with me, praise the Lamb of God, is here and doing her activities and things of that nature, eating lunch and all of that. It's just been a joy having her around. Praise the Lamb of God, hearing her praying, blessing her food, or praying over her food and things. It's just a joy to have her in the house with me. I am so excited about what God is doing in our lives, brothers and sisters, and how he is speaking in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, if you have not been on the PSM page, you need to get there and see all of the wonderful words that God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, concerning what he is about to do in our lives to us and for us. It's just amazing to know that God cares about us as much as he does. Praise the Lamb of God, and that he sees, that he understands, and that he knows, and then that he has a plan for our lives. And a lot of people, I believe, miss that fact, that God has a plan for our lives. But I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, be not dismayed, whatever betides you, that your God, hallelujah, is looking your way. Praise the Lamb. I promise you that. Praise the Lord. God is looking towards the saints. He has said he is visiting. Praise the Lamb of God, and he's bringing blessings in his hands for the saints. Praise the Lamb of God, moving in a twofold purpose. Hallelujah, to cause us to rejoice and praise God for all that he is doing in our lives actively. Praise the Lamb of God. And at the same time, hallelujah, getting acknowledgement from those who say there is no God, who are living like there is no God. That's the twofold purpose of God. And we praise God, praise the Lamb of God, that we are on the winning side, that we are on the right side of the track, so that we might be able, praise God, to be a recipient of the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Well, it is Intercessory Prayer Friday, and I'm sure, praise God, that our intercessors will be joining us briefly, praise the Lord, as the show continues. And we will be praying over many, many, many things. We're going to have a special guest today. Call a neighbor, reach out, touch, inbox, get on somebody's page, and tell them that we have a special guest today in the person of Dr. Anne-Marie Brown, who is going to share with us a little later on in the show, right around the 12:45 hour. She is going to be on the show with us, praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to be discussing for about 30 minutes, people of God. We're going to be discussing. We're taking time out of her schedule. She's not charging, praise the Lamb. She is a professional counselor, but yet she is a Christian, and she is going to share with us, praise the Lamb of God, some of the, should I say, thin line areas, praise the Lamb of God, of demonic activity and mental illness, how they correlate, do they correlate, are they abstract one from another, or is mental illness, praise the Lamb of God, really a door, a way for the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, to enter in to a person, praise the Lord. We're going to talk about that today. I think prophetic people should know the activity of the enemy and then how to deal with the enemy. Praise the Lord. Yes, indeed. I think that we need to know how to deal with the enemy so that we can, praise the Lamb of God, counteract all of his actions. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Counteract, people of God. Hallelujah. Intercept and dissolve that he's trying to do. Praise the Lord. And people and those that are, less fortunate not to have Christ Jesus in their lives and not be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I am a firm believer. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't be filled with the devil. Yes, Lord, indeed, I believe that, and I believe it from the bottom of my heart. Hallelujah. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. How the devil gonna get in me? The Satan and God cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. We know that to be true. So we're going to look at that and deal with that as we go. My God, what a powerful time we had last night on the page, people of God. What an awesome, awesome time we had on the page last night. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I was having an awesome time by myself because the power of God was on me. Praise God. I don't know what happened to me yesterday. Really, people of God, I shared early on in the day on the page that I had a bubble in my belly. I shared early on in the day, praise the Lamb of God, that the presence and the anointing of the Lord was on me, and the Lord has spoken and said there was going to be a heavy flow throughout the day. But I was on a conference call last night, and the person that was supposed to pray for demonic activities and things of that nature as we go to Louisville, Kentucky, for the full gospel of fellowship. As I was facilitating the call, that person dropped off the line, and so I had to do the praying, praise the Lamb of God. And this was right before I came on the page last night, before I pushed the button and text, press in. I was in the midst of prayer, and the power of God fell on me very, very strong, praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God that it did. It fell on me very, very strong. And as the power of the Lord was upon me, praise the Lord, I found, hallelujah, myself in a prophetic mode. And I believe God used that opportunity for me to access him and him to access me, praise the Lamb of God. And as this took place, people of God, I came on the page, and I'm telling you, I should have been wiped out yesterday because of all that I did. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, the Spirit of the Lord was on me so heavy until, my God, I couldn't do nothing but prophesy, praise the Lamb of God. I couldn't do nothing but prophesy last night, and the Word of the Lord was flowing in and through me so powerfully, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, as I was posting the word of the Lord on the page, until, my goodness, it just left me on a high, and I had to really wind myself down last night in order to go to bed last night and get a good night's sleep. And then, of course, all night long, I'm in visions and dreams, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, until the early morning. Boy, I tell you, there is no God like Jehovah. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. And I am here to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that I am amazed by him. I am simply amazed by the wonder workings of God and how God, praise the Lamb of God, utilizes us in certain times and certain situations, praise the Lamb of God, to do the things that he does. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I am excited about God today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you that's chiming in and calling in and would like to be a part of our live studio today, I've asked you to reach out, touch a neighbor, call somebody. Special show today, special conversation, special dialogue that's going to be coming up at the 12:45 hour as we talk with, praise the Lamb of God, Dr. Brown, who's going to lead us in conversation and what have you, in dialogue concerning demonic activity and mental illness. This is a thin line place, praise the Lamb of God, and we want to examine this place as prophetic people and know when, praise the Lamb of God. This is the goal of it, to know when to refer out, praise the Lamb of God, and when to deal with it. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So make sure you inbox somebody. Tell somebody. Hallelujah. Get on the show today. Hot conversation that's going to be going on. And I want everybody to be recipient of it. Dr. Brown is going to come on. She's taking time out of her schedule. Praise the Lamb of God. She's taking time out of her schedule to do all of these things, to come on and be a part of our show with us. And I really, 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 really want all of you all, praise the Lamb of God, to be recipients of this donated time that she's turning away from her practice and everything to share with us. Please, ma'am, please, sir, come and be a part of this with us. I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you all today. TCA, you know I love you. Truth Christian Assembly, PSMI, my heart throb. Praise the Lamb of God. You know I love you dearly, dearly, dearly. Praise the Lord. All right. I've tried my best to get it out. Praise the Lord. Eric code 646-564-9818. Eric code 646-564-9818. even as her and I dialogue, you will have the opportunity to interact if you call in, be in queue. When you push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, you will be able to be in queue, praise the Lamb of God, in the studio, and we will be able to entertain, hallelujah, your, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your phone call, and allow you to ask questions and participate in this powerful dialogue that's going to take place. Just 30 minutes of her time is all she can donate today. She may come on another day if we, you know, give her a big rousing praise when she get ready to go off. I am excited about what God doing, the people that he's connecting us with, the prophetic link, hallelujah, that he's connecting us with in order to network to do what he would have us to do. The Lord gave me a powerful word this morning while I was in prayer, hallelujah, concerning my life and the things that he desired, praise the Lamb of God, for me and to do with me, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And you want me to tell you something? It sounds just like a daddy talking to his son, and it was so sweet and so, praise the Lamb of God, should I say, so absorbing for me to be in that mode with the Lord this morning. And I'm just, people of God, let me tell you something. If you never met a man that loved Jesus, you just found one, praise the Lamb of God. If you never, ever met a person who loves God in an intimate way, you just found one, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus, praise the Lord. I love him, I love him, I love him. All right, praise God, we got a caller here. Praise the Lamb of God. Eric Code 818, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
I am blessed. The Lord, I'm being down in California.
How are you? I'm looking forward to the show today, and just want to say God bless you, and God bless you to all the listeners today, and I am just excited, and I'm looking forward to some good word, and looking forward to a great show today, and God bless you.
How's the weather down in California now?
It's hot, hot, hot. It's 100. It's going to be 104 today again. It was 104 yesterday. It's about 95, I'm thinking, right now. And it's going to
be. And it's what? It's like 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yes. It's about. It's at least 90 right now. It's going to get about 100. It'll get about 104 today.
I know, I heard yesterday that the asphalt heat index was about 120 degrees, the ground. Oh, my God, that's hot. Oh, that's when you can see the heat coming up out of the ground. Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Air conditioners, please stay on. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there's some people love that type of weather also. I know some people that would just go head over heels just to lay out in that type of sun and that type of heat. But I'm not one of those people. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. I choose air conditioning. Hallelujah. I choose air conditioning. Let me say, praise the Lamb of God, there's a lot of traumatic and heavy downpours, torrential rain that's happening around us. We had a lot of flooding in about 45 minutes yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. It stormed so hard. My daughter Angel came back over yesterday. It stormed so hard. I've never seen our eyes so big. And she looked at me and said, Daddy, what is God doing? The thunder, the lightning was something, praise the Lamb of God, to be reckoned with. And when it was over, when it just started getting light here, all type of flash flood warnings came across television. Cars were nearly floating in just about 45 minutes. Can you imagine it raining for 40 days that long and that hard for 40 days that way? God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. It was something to see. So, hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, our God will be merciful to us and kind in this season, praise the Lamb of God, and allow us, hallelujah, that grace, hallelujah, and that mercy that he makes for us afresh and brand new every day. My goodness gracious. Listen, people of God, they're working on my new book. Woo, 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 woo. Hopefully Fall on Your Knees will be out by Monday morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Great, hot, off the press, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we thanking and praising God for all that he's done for all of those that participated on our support team to make this come together. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. PSM had a hand in that. TCA had a hand in it. Praise the Lord. I am just wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderful. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I am wonderfully, wonderfully blessed to be connected to so many intelligent and spiritual people, praise the Lamb, that can help us do what needs to be done in this hour for Jesus Christ. I wish there were some more people that was excited about God. Hallelujah. Oh, in this season, I am excited about Jesus Christ and what he's doing in our lives, people of God. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. Aberdeen.
Yes, I'm here.
Aberdeen, is the Lord been good? Has the Lord been good?
He has been great. He has been good. God is always good. He has been great. I thank the Lord because he woke me up this morning. I thank the Lord because he is just such an awesome God and a loving and caring God. And I just praise his name. I thank him. And every day I pray to be closer to him and just to continue just to do his work and to do his will. I love the Lord.
Captain, we're gonna do something today. We're gonna allow you to, if you don't mind, if it's a problem, then don't worry about it. But we would like for you to lead us in prayer today, if you don't mind, take us to the throne. Do you think you can do that for us?
Oh yeah, I can do it. I can do
it. Hallelujah. Just give me a second here. Uh-oh, somebody just lit up the line. I have to open this mic. I got to open this mic right here. Let me see who is this. 773 area code. Who is this?
God bless you, Apostle.
Oh, y'all heard the voice? Y'all know the voice? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is Prophet Dale Sanders in queue with us today. And we're thanking and praising God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I am thankful to God. Hallelujah. That my friend is here. He called me last night, and I was so high in the spirit. I couldn't even talk to him. How you doing today, Prophet?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Prophet, let me tell you something. Anointed you, you blessed somebody yesterday that you weren't even talking to, and they requested that you be on the show today. That I'm telling you, you just hang in here with us. They got something special to tell you today. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. You didn't call their name or nothing, but they requested that you be on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Say, please make sure he is on the show. That is something. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to talk to him and tell him, praise the Lamb of God, how he blessed my life. And then you went off, you dropped yesterday as the young woman was Brenda in Ohio, Prophetess Brenda, that was on with our daughter Andrea, praise the Lamb of God, who was prophesying concerning elevation for you. I don't know if you heard her talking about that God was about to elevate you, praise the Lamb of God, as she was prophesying to you and I. But I want you to know, praise the Lamb, that's confirmation, praise the Lamb, of what God has been speaking over your life. And I just hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that I live and be in position to see how God really is going to utilize your anointing and your gifting, because most prophets and prophetess are not as who know that they are and already functioning the way you are, is not as, should I say, user-friendly as you are, praise the Lamb of God, and to connect with the common people and allow your giftings to flow without saying, I need some money for what I'm doing and this, that, and another. Praise God. But I want you to know that I am grateful to God for our connection. Praise the Lamb of God. And when the delegation come back to Detroit, we're planning. I'm going to let you know those dates. I'm sure they will. And we're going to work something out so you can be one of the speakers. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to get them to come to the Chicago delegation with Pastor Gail on a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for like 3 days. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to be able to fellowship and what have you. And we're looking at sometime around the Labor Day weekend during that time right now. So we're going to try to work that out. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, of course, all the PSM listening audience is invited to come and share with us that like be the climax of our summer, praise the Lamb of God, hour of power. Hopefully Prophet Daryl can come and be with us, praise the Lamb of God. And I want him to come not only to be a blessing to us, but so that we can be a blessing to him. Hallelujah, show appreciation. And then also, November the 6th, 7th, and 8th, praise the Lamb of God. Albertine, all of you guys, praise the Lamb of God, get geared up for Chicago. It's time for us to go to Chicago in November. That's Prophet Dale's hometown, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And ain't no city like the Chi-Town city, praise the Lord. We're going to be there for our prophetic gathering. There's only 200 seats. There's only 200 seats. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all I want. That's all the Lord told me to do. There's 200 special people that's going to book their rooms, that's going to make their way there, that's going to know in their spirit that they must descend on the city of Chicago and receive what God has for them. Hallelujah. The mantle of the Lord will be there. The holy oil will be there. Our hands will be there. And we're going to be in a position of activation and impartation. And we're going to be warring for our promises. The Lord has promised, praise the Lamb of God, that this is going to be a commemorable, praise the Lamb of God, gathering out of all the times that we have gathered and shall gather. That this gathering, praise the Lamb of God, has a special, praise the Lamb of God, anointing on it. And I want you all to be there. So don't say Prophet didn't tell you. Since the beginning of the year, I've been telling you, every week, first week of the year, put a dollar in the can. The second week of the year, put $2. $3 the third week. $4 the fourth week. $5 the fifth week of the year. So on and so on. And by the time you get to November, you will have $1,300 in your can, cup, under your mattress, bed, whatever, wherever you put it, or in the bank, which would be way more than enough for you to get a flight, the hotel room, food, everything, and still have change left over when you come home if you don't spend it all across the street at the mall. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, which is very tempting around there, I tell you that. Hallelujah. So we're inviting all of you all, praise the Lamb of God, for that also. It's going to be a time, praise the Lamb. It's to be a time, praise the Lamb, that we're going to have that in Chicago, Illinois. All right, it's prayer time, praise the Lamb of God. Intercessors, get on the line, it's prayer time. We have a first-time prayer, praise the Lord, in the person of our newest member, praise the Lamb of God, to the family, in the person of, hallelujah, Albertine out in California, Southern California there, and we thank and praise God for her today, and she's going to lead us to the throne of grace as we're praying for our sick and shut in, those in prisons, praise the Lamb of God, convalescent homes. Hallelujah, and all those that stand in the need of prayer. Come on, Albertine, Take us to the King today. Hallelujah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Father God, I ask you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for a sweet, beautiful Friday. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to rise this morning. Thank you, Father God, for being with us, protecting us, guiding us. You said a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Father God, we ask you to lead our footsteps today, Father God. Father God, I ask you just to go into the homes, Father God, of those who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are wounded. Father God, I ask you to go into the prisons, Father God. I even ask you to go into the courtroom today with the Trayvon Martin case, Father God, and I ask that your justice be done. Father God, I ask you to continue to bless us, to continue to guide us, to continue to heal us, Father God. I ask you to go into the states where the tornadoes have happened and go into the families of the homes who are homeless, and Father God, I ask you to just send them a word, Father God, a word of healing, a word of hope, Father God, a word of joy to their spirit, and let them know that you are God and that you are there for them and you are the comforter. Father God, I ask you to just be with this ministry today and be with the people who come aboard and hear the word of God and allow it to minister to their minds, hearts, and souls, Father God, and open up their ears, Father God, and receive you the way that you would have them to be, you would have it to be received. Father God, I ask you to just go into the homes of people who have been praying for financial blessings, Father God. People have been praying for family members to be healed, Father God. People who have been praying for family members to be released from prison.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
While they're in prison, Father God. You said that you will bless, you know, you will keep us blessed, Father God, that you are there for us, Father God, and that you are always there with us, Father God. You will never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And I just ask you to continue to bless us, continue to guide us, continue to lead us in your word and down the path that you would have us to be led down, Father God. I ask you to continue to bless this ministry, Father God. I ask you to continue to bless the prophet and bless the people that come aboard, Father God. I ask you to continue to go into the homes, go into the churches, Father God. Go into the schools, Father God, where our children are going to school, and guard and protect them and be with them, Father God. I ask you to keep them for wherever they are and wherever the things they are doing, Father God, to keep them and bless them and guide and protect them. And send your spirit along with us throughout our day, Father God. Send your angels to protect us and guide us and lead us, Father God. And let no weapons formed against us to prosper, Father God. I ask you to continue to be with us, continue to bless us, continue to keep us lifted, Father God, and know that God is with you. Although our children are hurting, or our friends and family are hurting, and sometimes get into financial debt and sometimes things happen, but God is always there with us, and he will always lead us and protect us and guide us. And I thank you, Father God, on this day. I thank you for being with us. I thank you for the prophets.
Thank you,
Father God, for the spirit who's going to come aboard. I thank you, Father God, for all the listeners who are here and guide and support and continue support this ministry. And Father God, I want to be in Chicago. So fill those seats, Father God. And if it's more than 200, let it be more than 200. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, I thank you, Father God. Be with us, protect us, guide us, and keep us covered. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, my daughter. It's on. Praise the Lamb of God. Divine favor, you here?
Praise God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Baby, I need you to pray for the youth right now. Praise the Lamb of God.
God, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father God. You said that the children were a heritage to you, Father. We just give you praise right now for every child, every teenager, every young adult, oh God, every youth, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus over every youth, oh God, wherever they are, Father God. We thank you and we decree and declare that they shall fulfill their purpose and destiny in you, Father God. We call them forth, oh God, from wherever they are, oh God. We call them from the depths of destruction, from the depths of despair, God, even now, oh God. We just thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. They have a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. And your word declares and promises, God, that you will fill it. So we thank you for filling them, filling their lives with hope, oh God, with faith, with a desire to serve you, to hear you, and to obey you, Father God. We thank you right now, even the stubborn and the rebellious, oh God, hearts is being turned unto you today, Father. We thank you for giving them a heart of repentance, because your word declares, oh God, that my people which are called by my name, and oh God, they may be in a sleeping in a slumber, oh God, but they're called by your name. And we decree and declare they're being spiritually awakening right now, Father God, to proclaim your name, oh God, to repent, oh God, even to their parents, oh God, even to their enemies, God. We thank you that you're taking out the heart of stone and giving them a heart of flesh, oh God. Yes, oh God, we thank you. Even the anger, oh God, the deep-rooted anger that is in your youth, oh God, hallelujah, from division, oh God, and from God not really knowing who their purpose, what their purpose is, oh God, and who their parents are, God, even those, oh God, that are in orphanages, oh God, those, oh God, that have been adopted, oh God, those, oh God, hallelujah, that are in foster care systems, oh God, we thank you, God, for placing love all around them, oh God, letting them feel your love, oh God, hallelujah, even through people, Father God, we thank you for putting them in the right places, oh God, being around the right people, God, those that are saved and filled with your Holy Spirit, God, that are sensitive to the Spirit, that will not emotionally or physically abuse them, oh God, or sexually abuse them, oh God, we pray right now for healing, God. There is a balm in Gilead, and we thank you for healing emotions in our youth today, God. We thank you that their hearts, oh God, are being pricked today, Father God, to call on you, oh God, while you yet may be found, oh God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for putting the adults, oh God, the mothers, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the brothers in the right place at the right time, giving them a rhema roll, God, being sensitive to where they are, God, mentally and emotionally, oh God. We thank you, God, those that are lost, oh God, that they shall be found today, God. Salvation is their portion. We thank you, oh God. We give you praise for the youth, oh God. We praise you for our youth, oh God. We thank you that they're coming forth, oh God, that they will not die, but they will live and they will declare your works, oh God. We give you praise right now for our youth, oh God. We bind up the strong man, oh God, of perversion, of incest, oh God, of lust, oh God, hallelujah, of drugs, of the spirit of marijuana, God, of the spirit of, God, hallelujah, of using pills, oh God. We come against the strong men right now, oh God, to numb the pain, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that they, hallelujah, are willing to face their fears, oh God, to come forth, to be honest with where they are, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, do it for your glory, Jesus. He calls you in the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is so in Jesus' name.
We got a few more minutes. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
Lord. My daughter Magic needs to come on now and pray. Lamb of Hallelujah. I want her to continue to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. I want to pray today, hallelujah, for the Spirit of the Lord to overtake the show today. I want you to pray today for the pastor, the shepherds, praise the Lamb of God, that God would cause them to listen to this show, hallelujah, today so that they can understand, hallelujah, what they're dealing with as these demons are going to be walking up in our churches even the more. Praise the Lamb of God. And pray for the power, daughter, in Jesus' name. Come on, Maggie. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Imagine it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We bless you, God. We honor you, God. We magnify you. We exalt you, God. We thank you, God, for the prayers that have already gone forth, oh God. And we thank you, God, because we count it already done, God, in your Son, Jesus' name. So we just come seeking you, God, today, God, for your power and your glory and your fortune on today, God. We ask you, Lord, that you would have a mighty move of your Spirit on the show today, oh God. We ask you, God, that you would release a fresh anointing upon us today, oh God, that you would touch, God, the lips of the speaker, oh God, that he would speak, that he or she would speak, God, those words, God, that you have given them, God, for a time such as this, God. We ask you, God, that fresh rhema would come forth, God, that even that you would speak, God, things that they didn't even plan to speak, God, that you would reveal those things, God, in this season, God, that we would be up against, God. We ask you, God, that you would move mightily by your Spirit, God, and that you would just have free reign on the show today, God. We ask you, Lord, you said, God, that when you are lifted up, you would draw all men to you, God. And you know, God, that on this show, day after day, we lift you up. We lift you up even on today, God. We exalt you. We say, take the seat of honor and the soul, God. Even if you were resurrected from the dead, when you were lifted up, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would draw, God, the shepherds in, God. Even if they don't listen right now, I ask you, Lord, that you would leave them, God, and let them stumble up upon this show today, God, so that they may be well equipped, God, for the
God, God. I thank you for hearing our prayers and for moving swiftly on our behalf, God. And I ask for your keeping power for leadership, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for all things created by you are good, God. So I thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. I thank you, there is none other like you. We bless your holy name once a day. Yes, you are. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, we bless you on today. It is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
My God, you talking about some prayer warriors here. My sons, daughters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Top notch prayers. Prophet Daryl.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My spirit, praise the Lamb of God, is tingling, man of God, and I am so excited. Praise God, what God is doing in and through his people in this season, even on this show. Hallelujah. More and more I'm feeling, praise God, that God is taking us to a place, hallelujah, that is going to be an Azusa experience as it relates
to God
drawing people to Jesus Christ. And the level of anointing is going to be so powerful that there's going to be deliverance without asking, deliverance without invoking it, praise the Lamb of God, just an automatic thing that's going to be taking place in the house of God as well as in other places. I'm sensing this in my spirit, and it's not long off. Hallelujah. The outpouring has been so tremendous. Praise the Lord. I have never in all the years I've been in ministry experienced what we're experiencing now. And because of this, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to experience a higher level, people of God, of demonic activity. We're going to experience a higher level, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of demonic manifestation, praise the Lamb of God. And so we need to educate ourselves and come into a place of understanding for every elevation, praise the Lamb of God, there's devastation. For every elevation, praise the Lamb of God, Satan comes against us to devastate us, to bring us into a state, praise the Lamb of God, of embarrassment, to bring us into a state, praise the Lamb of God, in a condition of shame, to bring us into a place, praise the Lamb of God, that will cause us not to even feel in ourselves that we're worthy of the anointing that God has placed upon us. This is done through demonic spirits. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must be also ready, praise the Lamb of God, to handle the level of demonic activity that's going to walk up in our churches, that's going to come, praise the Lamb of God, manifesting through people who have been visiting, sitting in the pews. Now, when the Kairos anointing, praise the Lamb of God, that powerful anointing of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was in the earth realm, in him himself, every time he almost went in the temples and places like that, wherever demons were, they cried out. As we are dying to ourselves and taking on more of Christ, I hope you are listening to me today, praise the Lamb of God, then there is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, a greater manifestation of demonic activity. Let us welcome today, praise the Lamb of God, her mic is hot, Dr. Anne Marie Brown, praise the Lamb of God. Audience, we just thank God for her time and her being here. How are you doing, Dr. Brown?
I'm fine, Pastor Shakespeare. Thank you for having me on today.
Praise God. We are so excited to have you. Praise the someone of your magnitude and your experience and your level of education. Praise God. We just thank God that you're here. You know, it's very seldom that we run into people who have such a high level of education, and yet, praise the Lamb of God, they're rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ the way that you have. And praise the Lamb of God. My old pastor used to tell me all the time, son, make sure you get your burning before you get your learning. Praise the Lamb. So that's what we're going to attribute to you, praise God, that you must have got your burning before you got your learning. In other words, you must grew up in God. Why don't you give us a little background of yourself just so the audience can get to know you a little bit?
Would you want a background of my clinical background or my personal background?
No, just your upbringing and your experience. Do it either way you want to, but we want to know some things about you, just a little, just a little brief bio.
Okay. Just a brief bio. I grew up in the church, you're correct in that, deeply and strongly rooted in the church all of my life. Of course, I have that time period, in college when we stray a little bit, but always have the foundation, always connected with myself personally as well as my family, and transitioned to undergraduate school and graduate school, and now I am practicing in private practice. I'm practicing, I have twofold to my business. I do private practice, which is my clinical part of my business, which would mean that I actually treat and give therapeutic services to a variety with people, whether that be young people, old people, older people. I do college age. I do individual therapy. I do group therapy. I do family therapy. I also have a specialization in sports psychology, so I do a lot of work with athletes individually as well as athletic teams. So that's one part of my business. And then the other part of my business is that I do work consulting. And so I work with nonprofit organizations, including Christian organizations, churches, such as their community development centers. And I do program implementation kind of do the evaluation pieces if they're not getting the results or they want to service different groups of people, kind of help aid in facility. I also do consulting with school systems as far as either individually with students and buildings or I do continuing education for teachers and mental health and different diagnoses and things that teachers and administrators may see in the classroom. And then finally, seems like a lot, but it kind of all flows together. I teach part-time at the University of Louisville. I teach clinical trial as well.
My goodness, praise the Lord. Now, tell us something about, you mentioned your upbringing in church. How far along are you in church and what have you? Are you spilling over into any type of ministry or anything of that nature?
I've been a teacher in church probably for the last 12 years. So I do a lot of teaching in the church.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right. This is a wonderful thing. All right, we're going to get into this. Is your Holy Ghost filled? Praise the Lamb of God with the evidence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She said yes. Boy, she jumped on that one real fast. All right, we got a Holy Ghost doctor. Here you are. Praise the Lamb. And we're happy for that. I'm sure everybody's saying praise the Lord for the Holy Ghost doctor. Dr. Brown is here with us. Dr. Brown, in the Gospel of St. Luke, we're going to jump right into this because I know you don't have that much time. In the Gospel of St. Luke, and all of you that's on the show, you can push one on your dial and join this discussion. All of you who have prayed, your mics are still open. I want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Dr. Brown, you said you wanted to say something to Prophet Darrell. Do you want to do that now or you want to do it later?
Oh, I just want to talk to Prophet Darrell, but he truly blessed me yesterday.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you get a little closer to your mic?
I'm sorry. Could you hear me a lot better?
Yeah, that's better. That's better.
Okay. That he just truly blessed me yesterday when he was on the show. But I just wanted to tell him, you never know who's listening and how you're impacting people, but he blessed me so much, so I had to turn off the show for a while and just go into my own little praise moment.
Did you hear that, Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So she's saying thank you to you. Don't you want to say you're welcome or something of that nature? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Welcome.
My God, my God. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, we're going to get right into this. In the Gospel of Luke, a scenario takes place where as a man brings his son, who is of some age, he brings his son to Jesus' disciples. Jesus is in the mountain with Peter, James, and John. The Mount of Transfiguration is called this scene. And while Jesus is in the mountain, this man brings his son to the disciples and to see what they could do for him. The man says that my son has a demon, that he cast himself into the fire and into the water, which is like a suicide spirit, if you would, or symptoms there. And your disciples could not cast him out. The flip side of that corn is Luke says that the boy was an epileptic, which medical science, in my experience in dealing with schizophrenia, bipolarism, and things of that nature, have always looked at this as though it was just a physical mental illness that needed medications or something of that nature to bring under subjection and control. And so this is where we are, and you have the mic, Doc. We want to know from you, what is the borderline, what is the parameters, how do we detect if this is a mental state or this is spiritual state? You being spiritual yourself, I'm sure you have something that you can share with us in this area.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that the layperson really should not be making those determinations. It is...
right there, you said... lay person, which
yeah.
is when you say lay person. Well, when we use the term lay person, we're talking about people who are not professional. Am I right?
Correct. Correct.
All right. Should not be making those determinations. Continue.
Yeah, and the reason being is because there are a lot of similarities between medical issues, mental health issues. And even though mental health is not medical, it's a subcategory, but there's a huge distinction between the medical, the mental health, and then the demonic. And especially between mental health and the medical, including regular medical and mental health and the demonic, there are a lot of symptoms that are the same. So just as in the and obviously all this could be backed up through scripture, because they were not able to cast out the demon because there was not a demon. And only when they brought the boy to Luke, who was a physician, was he able to say, now this isn't a demon, this is epilepsy. So when I say those professionals, I would say a professional, someone professional in mental health, or if you think that there's some type of demon possession, there would be someone such as a pastor who would be the person that you would want to go to. And generally...
Let's stop right there. Now, even though Luke calls it an epileptic situation, when Jesus comes down out of the Mount of Transfiguration, the man proceeds to bring him to Jesus and says, your disciples could do nothing for my son. And Jesus, after a dialogue with the man and shows a bit of disgust, says to the man, bring him here. And then he asks the man a question. He says, how long has he been this way? And the man's reply was, since he was a lad.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus cast the demon out of the man, out of the child. This is what the scripture shows us, that there was a demonic presence. So are you saying that both of them were running parallel together? Both of them was present together?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I apologize, because I didn't explain that correctly.
Okay.
Talking about the overlapping, you're not telling us, my explanation probably was not as clear as it should have been. I apologize for that. But yes, that at times happens. That's why I said that I was saying that you need to have a mental health professional as well as a pastor, or he or she can make that type of determination. Also, I would like to also go back, and I'm sorry because I probably should have explained this a whole lot better. It is important that if you're dealing with issues like this, that you seek out a Christian mental health professional, because a lot of my colleagues don't necessarily have the same viewpoints as it comes to religion and theology as it relates to mental health.
Okay. Now, can you give us some distinguishing, signs or symptoms that would say this is definitely a mental health issue, that this person that has come, you know, because as a pastor, and I'm sure others here that are, you know, in ministry, what have you, and have dealt with some Christian counseling and the like, we have come to a place where we engage people that when they walk out of our office, you know, we know, and y'all forgive the expression, but we say it, you know, we use it, that they touch. Now, that's something wrong here, you know. And many times there is not a discerning spirit of the Lord that us, this is a demon or a demonic, and so we say, okay, that's the, you know, but that person really has some issues. What is the defining symptoms, if there are any, that we can kind of say, okay, if it's this way, let us handle this in a professional way by going in our Rolodex and calling our Christian counselor, such as you are, psychiatrist counselor, so that they can handle this. Or it's time to call the prayer warriors in and let's engage this spirit. What advice can you give us in that area, if any?
Well, I would say that there's not really a blanket advice, because what you have to realize is that mental health is very broad, just like medical. It could be a variety, of issues and diagnoses that person could have. But I think that there's maybe a checklist that the pastor would go through, and that would be, first of all, you stated that you did not deserve any demonic activity in the person. So that would be okay. So let's check that off. My next question I would want to ponder is: are there any medical, physiological issues that may be causing some of these symptoms? And we can go back to the epilepsy, because a lot of the symptoms of epilepsy mirror that of demonic possession. There are things that delineate the two. But a lot of times it could be something medical. So that would be my next step.
Let me put a pin right there, because you're saying something that I have heard down through the years and I have read also, and that is the gate opener of drugs of the medical profession. Some of the drugs that they prescribed for mental illness, such as an epileptic fits, forgive me my tongue tie, that they prescribe can open a person's spirit, because when anyone who has done any type of drugs recognize that it affects your spirit. It is a spirit opener. And so therefore, when the spirit is open, if the spirit is hollow, in other words, if Christ is not already there, does that really lead to an opportunity? I've read this before, to opportunity for demonic possession.
I would say yes and no, and here's why. I'd say it depends. If we're talking drugs, as in drugs and alcohol, definitely yes. Definitely yes. If we're talking prescription drugs, that's a gray area, because once again, some of the side effects of prescription drugs could present as some type of mental illness. Maybe not demonic activity, but, side effects. Everybody's heard the commercial, side effects of this drug is depression, or side effects of this drug is anxiety. So I think it could go both ways. But definitely if we're talking about people who are heavy drug and alcohol users, meaning non-prescription drugs, or they are abusing prescription drugs, then most definitely I think that is a gateway.
Okay. So the person that's doing crack cocaine, heavy marijuana, this, that, another alcohol, and what have you, they're open, especially alcohol, heavy alcohol, because even they call that spirits. So I concur with that. They have a higher risk of demonic activity than a person that's on pharmaceuticals, which the name pharmaceutical itself in research comes from something that deals with some of the dark practices and what have you. In my study of memory, serve me correctly. Pneuma, the spirit of a person, praise the Lamb of God, is very sensitive. Let me flip the coin over as a counselor myself, and people of God, you can join this conversation. But in pastoring, the number of years I have, I've noticed that a lot of demonic possession and demonic harassment in a lot of believers stem from abuse. Abuse, rejection, all kinds of abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse, all of these type of abuses, rejection and things of this nature, seemingly set an individual up, especially when it happened to them at a very young age, for a spirit to come in, especially those, and I watch this a lot, especially those that I find who did not have a support system as a child within the framework of the home, such as some brothers or sisters who would support them and help them to deal with whatever abuse that was going on. The single parent, the single child is definitely a, should I say, a prey when it comes down to demonic spirits and things of this nature. Have you noticed that in your clinical research and counseling of children and people who have been abused?
Yeah, and that's definitely so, because what happens is during that time period and that abuse cycle is there's a breakdown of the spirit. And and when the spirit is broken, the natural spirit, that's when it's an opening for other things. When abuse comes, there's usually, I'll tie it to Bible scripture. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power,
right,
and of love, and a sound mind." So when all those things are broken in you, you know that is not of God, you know, and it's an opening for demonic activity, definitely.
Wow. This is very interesting and very powerful. Wait a minute. We have a caller. This is Dr. Bertha Pruitt.
Hi, Prophet. Hi. I wasn't on to get your name, but hi, are you?
Yeah, how are you?
I have a question.
So Dr. Brown.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going into a seminar tomorrow, and they're teaching on the demonic spirits. And my question is, are demonic spirits and ancient spirits the same, or is there a difference?
Everybody has a different viewpoint on that, but I believe that they're definitely interrelated. Definitely, yes.
I didn't hear the question. Is a demonic spirit or what?
He said, are demonic spirits ancient spirits? Do you mean ancient? But define to me for what you mean by ancient spirits, excuse me.
Well,
you mean like ancestral?
She said ancient demon spirits. She's going to be teaching on demonic spirits and ancient demon spirits, how you can tell the difference and recognize them.
Okay, well, for one thing, for sure, the study of the scriptures and people of God, that's what we're bound by. You know, we're bound by our scripture as believers. The heavenly host that was cast out of heaven, that was cast out with Lucifer, are those ancient spirits, and they're beyond ancient. They are eternal spirits. That's why when the end comes, they must be thrown into the lake of fire and imprisoned for all eternity, because they are eternal beings. They cannot die. They are eternal beings. So that's the ancientness of them. They are pre-earth spirits. And demonic spirits that we see an activity in scripture anytime Jesus dealt with, and this is in the original language of the scriptures in the Greek, anytime Jesus dealt with demonic spirits, he didn't call them demons, he called them the devil. He never called them demons, he called them the devil. And when he asked them their names, they always identified themselves in their groupings to show forth that many serious demonic possessions that take place is so strong because there's more than one demon or one spirit that has attached to this person or has invaded this person, according to Scripture. We must also be aware, praise the Lamb of God, that these spirits have the capacity of having knowledge, and this knowledge that they have is ancient knowledge, and dependent on their freedom, let's put it that way, their freedom in the earth realm, whereas that they have not been bound by anyone, they have not been sent to the place that the demons that was at, in the man at Gadara, when he approached Jesus, the demons cried out, and they asked Jesus, and like they were begging for mercy, do not send us to the abyss. That's what they asked, to the prison. Allow us to go into the swine, but do not send us to the place of prison. Don't bind us there. That's what their fear was that Jesus was going to do. And so Jesus told, if you come out and don't tear the man, I'll give you access to go into the swine. And then we know what happened in relationship. I just want to drop that in. So when we're dealing with ancient spirits, these ancient spirits predate earth. Now, their operation in earth is dated by some that when we first see this type of activity, now this is an ancient spirit that has been, but it really predates earth, the spirits itself. Earth did not create the spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The spirits don't come from the earth. The spirits from the spirit world. Not from the flesh world or the created world that God created.
You know what, Apostle?
Yes.
Talking about the different demonic spirits, for one, I'm not a doctor or a divinity or something like that or a medical doctor, but the thing is when one spirit comes, it comes with many spirits. And when you begin to bind up, the Bible says first when you enter into a house, you must first bind up the strong man.
Right.
In other words, bind the big one first. And once you bind up the big one, then you can get the little one. But see, when Jesus stepped up to, when, like you said, when Jesus came up on the scene and they said, Jesus, did you come to torment us before our time? And they spoke out to Jesus, they said, who are you? And then Jesus said, who are you? What's your name? He said, Legion. And I look at this and I analyze this because, see, I hear a lot of people, they talk about homosexuality and lesbianism, but it's small spirits that's attached onto those spirits.
Right.
And you going there to attack a homosexuality spirit, you got to first bind the strong man. With
love.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
And when you go in, you got to know what you're going in to get. Now, if you got lust in your heart, you can't go in there and attack love.
Oh, my God.
Because you might come out more lustful.
Exactly. That's right.
Exactly. And, you know, and I found out that when people have mental issues, all because I dealt with mental people on a regular basis almost. Because people have mental issues, and some folks need to be on medication.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Truly, some people need some medication. I agree. I concur 100%. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Wait 1 minute, Prophet. We got another caller. Erico 815, who's calling?
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. This is Sandra calling. I have a question concerning when Bertha mentioned the ancient spirits. would those ancient spirits also have the characteristics with a lot of the different mental issues that we see today, like the bipolarism, the schizophrenia?
Yeah.
Would those also be the characteristics of the ancient spirits before time?
Now, who are you addressing that question to?
Dr. Brown.
Yes. From a medical perspective, and I don't know how Prophet Shakespeare would take this from a theology base.
Come closer to your mic there, Dr. Brown.
Okay, is it better now? I'm sorry. My stance is that I believe that they're all interrelated, and that as Prophet Darrell just stated, these spirits are the root of some of the manifestations that we see in our world today. And I don't know, Prophet Shakespeare, do you have a different take on that?
I didn't hear the question. You know, my phone was buzzing. People sending me all types of messages about the show. Please restate the question again for me, sweetheart.
I was asking, when Bertha mentioned the ancient spirits, would the characteristics of those ancient spirits be some of the mental issues that we're dealing with today, like the schizophrenia, the bipolarism, the depressed spirit? Are those
yes.
characteristics of the
yes.
Those ancient
indeed.
Spirits?
Yes, indeed. I would say yes, because
yeah.
what we have when you research spiritualism and demonic activity, and I'll say to anybody, make sure you fill with the Holy Ghost and all your cracks are sealed before you enter into a lot of research in this area in depth. But when you do research and what have you, you will come to find out that in ancient times, they just found, if you Google ancient findings, they just found the civilization somewhere over in India that had the type of demonic activity going on that I'm talking about. Their voodoo, their priestess, I said voodoo too quick, but their priestess, a lot of the priests invoked demons for the purpose of causing the people to believe that they had power and this, that, and another. They incited and invoked demons in their spirits, which caused them to have more than one spirit, which is multiple personality. And so this demon being in this person who has welcomed this spirit in, that's an ancient spirit of the woods, the demon of the woods. Do you know the old saying, knock on wood?
Yes.
Is inciting demons.
Wow.
That's inciting
a
right there. Praise the Lord. We must understand that in ancient times, they beat wood, trees, and everything to excite the spirit of the trees. The excitement of the woods. Things of this nature, and so these spirits were pre-earth spirits, but they're not recognized until they show up in history. So when we see them in history, we say that's an ancient spirit. Schizophrenia is an ancient spirit. That's an ancient spirit. It has been around almost as long as the earth.
Wow.
Now, we remember, I'm going to show you somebody who had it. Saul.
Yes.
And Saul had it. And David used to play anointed music and calm him because he had fit. Okay, somebody. Somebody that read the Bible, I know.
Yes, Lord.
See, so that is a part, praise the Lamb of God, of that type of activity. And we must understand as believers and that a lot of the stuff, now somebody ain't going to like what I'm going to say, but can I tell the truth today? Oh, this
Amen.
Is my show. I can. Praise the Lamb of God. I probably forgot where I was at. Praise, I thought I was the guest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Of the demonic activity that we see today, especially, I'm saying this now, especially in our ethnic, is because we brought them from across the waters.
Wow.
We brought them from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in our family.
Ancient practices. Yeah.
Those ancient spirits came
mm-hmm.
from across the waters with the slaves.
Because mm-hmm.
that's all the slaves knew. They didn't know Christ.
And have been transferred.
They didn't know the God of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
So they practice witchcraft, voodoo.
Mm, that's right.
Come on, talk to me here, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. Spiritualism. They invoke demons. Doing it until this day.
Mm-hmm. And
that's why Africa is such a hard country. Go ahead, Doc. You got the mic. Go ahead, Doc.
No, I was going to say, especially in African-American culture, a lot of people are practicing things that they think are just family traditions, but some of that stuff is stemmed in voodoo and all of that have just been passed down generationally.
Yes. I mean, right, you go to Albuquerque, it's full of witches and warlocks and them ancient spirits. I've
that's
never
right.
been to a place that I have felt demonic spirits when I got off our airplane other than New Orleans. When
mm-hmm.
I used to pre-Katrina, a demon came out of a shop in a woman that we were walking down through the corridors, or what you call that, them corridors back there, I forget, Bourbon Street, down
mm-hmm.
in that area. And we had went in this store, and all of us started feeling a headache, and I told everybody, there's a demon here. And we all left. She came out of the store with a gray eye and just stared for as long as we was on that block. And she pointed at me when I was crossing the street.
Wow.
I have never felt the feeling a demonic spirit coming against you is like feeling the reverse of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Y'all know how that feels.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, Holy Spirit comes on you, that beautiful spirit is the reverse of that. And
mm-hmm.
those spirits are ancient due to the fact that our families brought them across the water. That's why there's so many generational curses among us that
wow.
has to be broken. There's so many dark secrets that nobody has ever told. The slaves practiced a lot of witchcraft and what have you in their day and time, right here in America. So spiritualism was brought over. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, I hope that helped you.
Yes, I have a question to you, Prophet, as you being a intercessor for so many years and warrior. As intercessors and prayer warriors, shouldn't we be taught of these spirits? Because as we stand in the gap for people, we're taking the hit for them. And we need to know how to position ourselves to take the hit for what we're interceding for.
You better know it. Praise the Lamb of God. You better know it. But this is an area that is not touched much. Let me tell you something that I've noticed even down through the years. One of the mother spirits, this is an ancient spirit. The spirit of Jezebel is an ancient spirit.
Yes,
she is.
I knew all y'all was going to holler on that one. Yes, it is. And do you know the churches that go through a series of teachings on the spirit of Jezebel, she manifests in them churches.
Yes, she did.
Yes,
she did, Prophet.
She manifests to this day. If you start teaching on Jezebel for a long time, she walking up in that church.
Yes, she is.
Somebody going to summons that spirit. Because there's too much talk
about Prophet, when you say that, we think of when you say Jezebel, that Jezebel was just the spirit of whoredom. But what a lot of people don't realize and understand that Jezebel was also the priestess of control and murder. So, you
right.
know, when they invoke that Jezebel spirit and they call her to come into the church, she's coming into the church not only to deceive the body, but also to kill the shepherd.
To destroy the church. The only way to do it is to kill the head. So she's after the prophets of God. She comes
Amen.
After the person who is preaching the gospel, who is proclaiming, who is prophetic. Those are the ones she come after, and those are the ones she camouflages herself with.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's a problem.
She's not a slut. Jezebel is intelligent, very knowledgeable, because she was kicked out of heaven with a wicked spirit, and you can't manipulate somebody if you don't know how to work it.
Oh yeah, she knows how to work it now. Now that, I'm telling you that right now, and she's very conniving and can be very
mm-hmm.
convincing. But
that's right.
When she lose control is when she manifests, so you can see her.
Yeah.
When she's identified,
very evident.
She's looked at and brought
mm-hmm.
into a place of restriction that restricts authority. She goes crazy. She loses her mind.
That's right. That's
she can't
right.
quickly self-identify.
Right. Praise God. Doctor, you told me you had to get off at 1:30. I just wanted to let you know it was 1:30.
Okay.
Dr. Brown, now you can stay as long as you want to. I'll just notifying you. Praise the Lord. What an awesome show this is. Erico 708, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet. This is your sister, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Carol. We're blessed today.
Yeah, hot topic today, huh?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Carolyn West Walker is my sister. She lives in the city of Chicago, and she also works with mental illness in the mental health profession. And so, praise the Lamb of God. We're happy to welcome her to the show today. I know she's probably on lunch or something of that nature. What do you want to talk to us about, Carol?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know I was joining in. I don't have long, but when I heard the topic, I just got on, so I didn't hear everything that was discussed. But this is a much-needed teaching and a place to expose this diabolical spirit.
I am glad
to hear that you are exposing it. And the people
yeah.
being made aware of how subtle this spirit can operate at times,
and
under the disguise of I'm working for the Lord. And
yeah.
all the time they're scheming and plotting and doing a lot of devilish things that are truly not of God.
Truly.
Yes, Lord.
Truly. Praise the Lamb of God. And we go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Maginese. I just have a question.
Okay.
And this is to whoever can answer it. My question is, when dealing with healing, if you're dealing with someone who has a mental disorder, when dealing with healing, if the two things are interchangeable as far as mental illness and spiritual, you know, some sort of demonic attack, then what do you confront first? The reason why I'm asking this is because Matthew 10:1 says Jesus called the disciples and he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness or disease. So that sounds like to me that all sickness and disease comes from some sort of demonic presence.
I disagree with that.
I would disagree with that.
All sickness
also.
Disease is not demonically related.
Right.
However, there are some sicknesses. For instance, you remember in the scripture, the Syrophoenician woman who was bent over, and she had been bent over for many years in that condition,
mm-hmm.
and there was also a spirit present. And now watch Jesus. He did this on a couple of occasions, Maginese. He he rebuked the spirit, and he rebuked the spirit and cast out the spirit first, and then, praise the Lamb of God, he heals the woman, or vice versa. He will heal the person and then cast out the spirit, praise the Lamb of God, of infirmity. There's a spirit of sickness that attaches to a lot of people who get sick. Mm-hmm. You can be sick and then take on a spirit of sickness.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So Jesus healed the condition and then had to cast out the spirit of infirmity that makes you think you sick all the time. Because you talk about it all the time. This is
I was going to say, that's why I said in the beginning of the show that the two are often interrelated. I probably didn't explain that very well, but that's why.
You did, and I remember you saying it, yes.
You do need, you know, that's why I said you do need the medical as well as somebody in the spiritual, as a pastor or someone. It's like you need that dual team in a lot of these situations.
Truly, there's a lot of us as believers who are filled with the Holy Ghost back in these who endure some sicknesses that are not demonic related at all. What happens is the fallen man in the garden made man accessible to anything that was in the world that evolved because of man's disobedience. When man was in the garden, there was no sickness whatsoever. But when he was expelled from the garden, he was exposed to the entire world. And whatever uncleanliness, whatever men did to cause sickness, such as drinking and eating animal blood, human cannibalism, and then they didn't have no professionals around that said, if this blood stays here on the ground and one of these kids walk up and get it on their hand and then pick up some food and eat it, that this is going to result in AIDS or this is going to result in some other type of disease. So you have the fallen man and the need for a purer lifestyle. Even though we have different kinds of sickness today, due to medical science, a lot of it can be treated. The symptoms can be treated, as well as some things can be resolved through your doctor, through a process cleansing your system and what have you of the infections that's not necessarily demonic at all. And we as believers, as earlier, you can God and the devil can't occupy the same space. That's an impossibility. That Satan is you, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. That's an impossibility. But you can be harassed by a spirit.
Yeah.
Type of demonic, what we could call a form of demonic oppression, because we have allowed ourselves to be harassed by a spirit. And as Prophet Dale was talking about the spirit of lust, a lot of us filled with the Holy Ghost, but because of what we allow into our eye gate and our ear gate, don't talk to me now, and what we expose ourselves to the media of television and porn and all of this stuff, even though we don't get possessed with it, we find ourselves thinking about it all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which causes us to have a lustful attitude.
Yes.
And
that's right.
You know, we don't engage in a lot of the stuff because we have the Holy Ghost and we have the spirit of conviction that goes on us. We still make ourselves subject to a fall. Because that's, you understand what I'm saying? We make ourselves subject to a fall because there's an harassing spirit there. The spirit says, I can't come in you, but I know what you like. I see what you're doing.
Yes.
So every time you go somewhere, he makes sure that your eyes see what you like so that you can fall into temptation.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you have a demon. Now, I know some people, praise the Lamb of God, who are walking around in church with Bibles in their hand with the spirit of lust in them.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs. Ding dong. Over his throne. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And this is a very, very deep issue. That's why the Bible says we must be transformed by the renewing of our minds, because what is your mind every day? It's very important that the people of God put the word of God in their mind before they put a piece of toast in their hand. It's very important, praise the Lamb of God, that the Holy Spirit enters you before a glass of water, that you engage God, praise the Lamb of God. Now, this is Shakespeare, that you engage God to keep yourself covered, to keep yourself protected on a daily basis.
Lord.
The presence of God, acknowledging the presence of God, this, that, and another, so that praise the Lamb of God, no weapon formed against you can prosper.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You are sensitive as you expose yourself to God more and more. It's like my daughter Gabriella, her mother is we call it kind of OCDC or whatever you call it. She got that compulsive behavior, and one of her compulsions is cleanliness. If you go to my ex-wife's house right now, you can probably eat off the floor in any room, and I promise you that, because she is the type of person that if you touch something on her desk, if you move a pencil, she's going to say, somebody been on my desk.
Yes.
There wasn't no prints on my mirror, on my glass, because I wipe it off every night before I leave my office. She is that kind of person. Gabriella growing up clean. One of the biggest problems we had with Gabriella when she started school was she wouldn't use the bathroom. And so we had to come up to the school to find out why, and we sat there with the teachers, and finally I said, Gabriella, just tell Daddy why you don't want to use the bathroom here. She said, "The bathroom's nasty." When you have been exposed to cleanliness and purity, then you see dirt quick.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you immersed in filth, then filth looks clean to you. Hello, somebody.
Right.
You sleep in dirt, and in your house nasty, go to a nasty house, you feel right at home. Matter of fact, you feel weird in cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the same thing with the Spirit of God. When you're exposed to the holiness, the sanctification of the Spirit of God, it serves almost as discernment for you. When something comes on the television or approaches you that's unclean, that unclean spirit, you feel it.
Yes, you do.
You sense it. That's not God right there. That's an unclean spirit. You see it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So as a psychiatrist and a doctor that's filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm sure that Dr. Brown will say to us today, on many occasions when they brought the patient or the person into the room, she knew from the jump, this person got the devil in them. This deeper than medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a demon. Praise the Lamb. And it doesn't have to be by their actions. It can just be by their presence.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
When the spirit of discernment rests in you. And this is a place where the believer has to come, praise the Lamb of God, in their prayer life, knowing that I am spiritually astute, because not because of the fact that I study so much, but I'm spiritually astute because I'm exposed to God.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Since I'm exposed to God, praise the Lamb of God, I can identify anything that's not God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I know when something is carnal. I know when something is fleshly. I know when something is demonic.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You know what, Apostle?
Yes,
when
sir.
When I first understood what the gift of prophecy was, I would literally walk down the street, and people would be staring at me, look like they just got the devil all in their eyes.
You know what? Same thing happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened.
You know, you can be walking down the street and you just see people and they just look at you, look like their spirit just growling at you like they got. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, why are these folks looking at me like this?
That's because, Prophet Daryl, that the spirit of God in you, they are antagonized by, their demons is antagonized by the spirit of God in you.
Ooh, truly.
Same thing happened to me. And Sandra and them would laugh at me a lot of times because I'd be like, that's not clean. And I say that sometimes, you know, in different situations, and I just say that that's not clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sense it. But
yes.
My question is this. As a prophetic person, let's just take schizophrenia, for instance. As a prophetic person and as an intercessor, is there some key differences that we can recognize if we're unsure of any? If at any point we're ever unsure if it's a spirit or if it's a mental disease, is there any key point that will just let us know, other than the Holy Spirit, is there anything in the natural?
And the natural,
Go ahead.
I was going to just say what we just talked about, is a lot of times that person, that spirit, when you're around that person, something in them, whether they realize it or not, will be antagonized by you.
That's number one.
That's number one. I mean, off the bat, you'll know, because something will be unsettling with that person that just by your presence.
And let me tell you something, people, God, you have seen this and just didn't know what was going on. You have went
right.
to family gatherings. You have went in places where people are that you have visited more than once. And when you came in, everybody was having a good time. But then somebody just focused on you and just stared at you and looked you up and down like you did, like you stole their husband the night before or something. Like you slept with their husband.
Yeah.
I've been with his wife or something. And I'm, you know, like, he don't even know me. Why are you looking at me like that? Because the spirit in you is contrary to the demonic spirit.
Right.
You must understand that. And if you try to connect with them people, they will wind up usually cursing you out or going off on you.
Right.
And you'll be saying, what in the world is she tripping about? Tripping. That spirit in her tripping.
They won't want
right.
to have anything to do with you. They will make excuses not to be around you. If you want to say, I'd like to pray for you or something, that spirit will not want to be anywhere near you.
Wow.
Truly. It becomes
that's your biggest red flag.
Number two is that they'll have symptoms like, it's out of the norm for a person to want to just cut themselves, to do bodily harm to themselves. That's a red flag, praise the Lamb of God, on a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harmful behavior.
Suicidal attitude. That's a red flag on a spirit.
Yeah, suicidal or homicidal.
Yeah, that's right. Homicidal or suicidal is a red flag on a spirit. You have to be very careful. People who talk about killing all the time. I just go and kill her right now. I can kill him right now. But just blow her head off. You got to watch them kind of people.
Yeah. Aren't you obsessed with death in some sort of way? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Three of y'all was trying to talk at the same time.
Oh.
Doctor?
Oh, I'm sorry, Prophet. I was speaking out loud because
okay.
I have looked people in the eyes and saw the demon spirit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a part of your spirit of discernment, though.
Right.
Everybody look in the eyes of a person. I can do it, too. I can look in the eyes of a person and see the spirit that's in them.
Yeah.
Prophet, I have a question. I was sitting here, and I was my mind had gone back to when I was staying in Indiana. This is Sandra, by the way. When I was staying in Indiana, I had moved on this property where there were all sorts of, you could feel the presence of the demonic activity. Actually, the lady that owned the property was a Wiccan. And every time she would come around me, she would come around me like it was almost like that witchcraft spirit that she carried wanted to attack me both physically and verbally. But once she got into my presence, she would automatically stop, like she had slammed on her brakes, and just look and would be quiet. But when she would get around, like my daughter and the other families that were on the property, that spirit would automatically go off and attack them. And they would see demonic spirits and presences that came up out of the woods and surrounded the cabin where I was staying at. But I told my daughter, I said, every time I go outside, it's quiet, it's silent. I don't hear anything. And when you all come in and tell me, Mama, it's something outside, and when I go out there, it's quiet and silent. And I would wonder all the time, why is it when these demonic spirits, when I would either go out of the house or come in the house, they would get silent? And I was like, is that because something is so special about me, or is it just the presence of God that's in me that make those things be quiet and silent?
Mm. Yeah, well, it's normally the Holy Ghost in you. When a demon knows that if you have the Christos anointing, that you have the ability, the power, and the authority to cast them out.
Wow. Yeah. They recognize
to the high place.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to understand that. You have to understand that demonic, that demon, the person don't know it, but the spirit in them, if he recognizes the Christ in you, know that you have the authority and the power to cast them out. So don't clown in front of you.
Wow.
The only reason why we see the manifestations that we do in Scripture is because the person who has the spirit wants deliverance, and they just can't find nobody to get them delivered.
Wow.
The man at his feet, he wanted deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
The people that cried out in the temple wanted deliverance. So
mm-hmm.
normally those are easy people to deliver. When you just grab somebody, you say, that boy got a demon on him, and you be trying to cast that spirit out.
Mm-hmm.
If that person does not want that spirit out of him, then that spirit is welcome in that house.
It's not coming out.
It ain't coming out.
Right.
Well, I don't wrestle with demons. I don't wrestle with demons. I ain't never stood over nobody no 10, 15 minutes talking about come out, anointing them, come out. I don't do that. I know that the authority in me is identical to the power of Jesus Christ. Same authority. And when I speak to the devil, I expect him to move.
Amen.
He don't move, that means he in a welcome house to me. You don't want him to come out. And I've addressed it to some people before. I said, now you know that spirit in you, but you like it. You like that unclean spirit in you. You're friends with it. You don't want it to leave you. And sometimes you see them break then, and then you're able to cast that spirit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I've expressed this firsthand. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, before we go, because we only got 5 minutes, this is an area I want to talk about. Because I noticed this in a lot of the believers. I noticed this in a lot of the saints. Doc, but you got to tell me the depth and the width of this in the next couple of minutes. Bipolarism.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is bipolarism? What is that? Because a lot of things, I'm bipolar. She's bipolar. I'm telling you. Tell me what that is.
to kind of put it in the simplest terms, it can manifest itself in many different ways. But what we used to call it before we called it bipolar is like a split personality. It's two different sides of a person. And it can manifest in two different ways, either in what we call mania, which is like super hyperactivity, or those are the people who are like compulsive shoppers, the people who, you know, are daredevils, that do engage in a lot of risky behavior. That's what mania would be. So it's coupled either with mania, or it can be, or there's the depressive side. So I know there are people who deal with chronic depression as it relates to their body. So that's the other side of the coin with that.
So you mean to tell me women who have 200 pair of shoes in their closet and can't get in their closet to find out which pair they really got,
yes,
that's a form of bipolarism?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
I'm saying that they have to have the extreme on both sides.
Now, to you, 200 pairs of shoes might be extreme. But, no, I'm talking about people who are compulsive. They will mortgage everything they have. You hear about these gamblers. They've lost everything. It's just extreme. This is just an example. This is not the only way it manifests. This is just one example. Some type of extreme behavior. We have, you know, some people, they act out sexually. It's an extreme behavior.
Okay, and then some act out in anger. That's the one I be identifying all the time. One minute they calm and you're talking to them, then they just snap. Then they go back into their calmness.
Yeah,
like ain't nothing happened.
Well, then and those people probably aren't on medication and they need to be medicated. But, yeah, and then it's an extreme behavior. And when we see what people identify most as the mania, like the extreme behaviors, but the depressive side of it is also very weak, very, very, very real as well. People don't talk about it as much, but it's very real as well. So it's a couple, and it manifests. It's very actually kind of very complicated, but just to kind of give you an overview, those are the two ways
All right, Doc. To all of you, thank you for being here. In closing, let me say this. Mark 16:16 says, to those that believe on the word of God, that believe on the preaching of the gospel, if you believe on the preaching of the gospel and you have repented and have been baptized, then understand this, that you have power over the demons and the forces of darkness. That's Mark 16:16. You can see that readily. The next thing that I want to share with you all is, if this show has been a blessing to you, praise the Lamb of God, and you can sow a seed into our ministry, please do so. Go to PSMINTL, and you will see there a donate button, and you can donate and put on there what the donation is for. Also, there are some products there. You can put a donation and then request a book, something of that nature. It'll be sent out to you. We ask and pray that you pray for our ministry and our show across this weekend, that God will bless us, and pray for me as I travel on next week, praise the Lamb of God, down to Louisville, where Doc is. Hopefully I will get a chance to see each other at the conference or something of that nature. She lives in Louisville, Kentucky, and we will be able to do that God has commissioned us to do. It is my desire to be on the show every day, starting Tuesday of next week at 12 o'clock, but the show will probably be 1 hour. So understand that if I'm a little late, know that I'm at the conference, but I'm going to do my best to be on the show. There will be no show on the 4th of July. Ding dong, there will be no show on the 4th of July. You better be with your families or eating a hot dog somewhere. Yes. Someone said something?
I said wild possum.
Why won't be no show on the 4th of July?
I vote him to do it, Prophet.
Because Prophet Dale going to be in the park. He'll be prophesying to the trees on that day. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right, people of God, gotta go, gotta get out of here. I love you all. Remember to pray for us. Remember to bless the show. Sow a seed, sow a seed, sow a seed, people of God. I love you. I bless you. I'll talk to you next week.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm and now I can move.